We should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, at the start of the new calendar year, we should always make, or at least seek to make, some kind of a offering for this new year, which God, in His mercy, has given us. Many people have the habit of making New Year's resolutions, and that is, of course, a good principle to have. And we Catholics, we also should be very fervent in making New Year's resolutions. But the best one, the one which we should really make every single year, is that we should stay far away from sin and everything which hurts our Lord, who suffered and died for us. So this new year, we should again make the resolution that this coming year we would be even more fervent in the service of our dear Lord, whose birthday and coming to this world we have celebrated during this octave of Christmas. And even though it's often quite difficult to be a good and worthy follower of Jesus Christ, the formula or the mission which He has given to us in itself is really quite simple. You have heard during this Christmas week that we should and must always believe whatever our Lord teaches through His church, and also do whatever He tells us to do. If you love me, you keep my commandments, He has told us in the Holy Gospel. And this kind of a talk is oftentimes something which drives people away from the true Christian doctrine, namely the Roman Catholic Church. It often would not be so difficult or objectionable for them to believe what our Lord teaches, but doing is something which very often, because of original sin, is something which is not pleasant for them. And oftentimes doing what our Lord tells us to do might be difficult for us as well. And even though many people would like to go to heaven, very few are ready to do the deeds which are required that we should prove ourselves to be worthy of this great gift of God Almighty. And oftentimes you might see persons in the world who don't even care to be saved. They are not interested in religion. They only care what happens in this life. But if you believe in God, you and us too, we must be first and foremost interested what happens to us in the next future everlasting life. Once I was talking with a person who said that he didn't believe in God because he really even didn't want to go to heaven. He said that all the descriptions what from Christians he had heard about heaven, it sounded really boring place. And truly, some people who don't have a clue what heaven and what God is like, they truly think that way. And unless we know our religion and love, we might be in danger to fall away from grace like those people do. Many people think that heaven is only a place where you sit on a cloud playing a harp for all eternity. And truly, if heaven would be a place like that, it certainly sounds like a boring place. But when you love God and you know His holy religion, you know and you seek heaven for the reason that there things are not just good and better, because God is not just good. God is goodness himself. Whatever good we can see in this world, that is never even comparable to great majesty, great reward, what waits us in heaven if we stay faithful to his grace on earth and will do as he has told us to do. When we finally end this earthly life and God in his mercy grants reward for us, we will never feel bored in heaven, because in heaven time does not exist anymore. Time, which we notice very closely and concretely now at the turn of another year, time is also something which God has created for this world. At the end of the world, at the start of God's reigning with his saints, time, like this world, will also disappear. And because we are men and live and work and do everything in time, it's a little bit hard to grasp, it's true, what kind of a situation, what kind of a place heaven would be like. But you can think of it like spending a quality time with a very good friend of yours. If you sit in the evening and talk about all those nice things which has pleased you, all the great things which you have done with him in the past, you might often look at your watch and think of, oh, look at the time, I must be leaving to do my other responsibilities. When you are enjoying yourself, time seems to disappear, and in a certain way you wish that those good moments would always exist. And that is a little bit like what heaven will be like. Time doesn't exist anymore, only God in his goodness exists. So any imperfection which we might feel in this world, like a sickness and also boredom, they never trouble or bother us anymore. So that's a little bit like what heaven will be like when God in his mercy grants us entrance there. On the other hand, when we think about heaven and the reward, we should also keep in mind hell and its punishment, because in hell, time also exists no more. That is what's so terrifying to think about hell. Not merely that the sufferings are so great, but time also has disappeared there. The punishment and suffering and misery that lasts for all eternity. You can think, for example, that if you're having a very, very bad day, there's a horrible weather and much difficulties and arguments at your workplace, and then when you come home, you feel very cranky and angry, and you let all your frustration to go into your family, and you think probably that this day is so miserable, it seems that it would never end. And still, one day, no matter how bad our worst of the worst days are, they also come to an end. So that also is what a little bit what hell will be like. That is an everlasting punishment with all the misery and horrible things and all the suffering and trouble. They never disappear, but they last forever and ever and ever, because time also has disappeared now. So when we start the new year and the new season of grace for us, if we want to be rewarded by God and avoid his punishment, we should make very good use of our time while we still have something, some of it left, because at the end of the world, this time will disappear. So the best New Year's resolution, which we can and we must do, is to stay away from sin. And even though world or false religions would like to tell or make us believe so, it is not of any necessity that we should at some point commit a mortal sin in our lives. remember that, and you should learn, especially the young people should keep this in mind, that you can live throughout your whole life without ever committing a mortal sin. It is hard, it's true, but as our Lord has told us, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Despite all the temptations and all the bad things which surround us in the world, if we stay true to faith, if we stay true for prayer, and we make good uses of the weapons which I spoke to you on Christmas, namely God's church and his sacraments, he certainly has all the graces necessary for us, that for our whole lives we stay away from mortal sin. And it is even possible to live throughout your whole life without ever committing a deliberate venial sin, although this is a privilege which is granted to very few individuals, like Saint Therese of Lisieux. It is impossible to live our whole life without committing at least indeliberate venial sin. Only our Blessed Lady, our Mother Virgin Mary, had this special privilege. But no matter how difficult it is to stay away from sin, we must always, every year, every month, every day, make a resolution that we always seek to love God more than we love sin. No matter what the temptations are, whenever we commit a sin, it is always our fault, and the punishment from God is due to us. Therefore, we must live our life well. We must make use of all the good things what God continues to grant us every single year, despite our unworthiness, namely his holy Catholic faith, his holy Catholic Church, and the sacraments which strengthen us in our battle. So this should be our extra New Year's resolution, that not just to avoid sin, but that we would make good use of the time when we still have some left of it. It's never a bad choice to use your time well. That applies both in the secular profession as in our family relations. But first and foremost, it applies when we think about our relationship to God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, and also our Judge. Time one day disappears, so let us make all the best of it while we have it, and as long as God in his mercy chooses to grant that to us. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.